But let's talk about why the human mind is not meant to be awake after midnight. News 24 had coverage of an article which was published in the journal Frontiers in Network Physiology, which looks at that question. And one of the researchers, one of the authors, Professor Elizabeth B. Klerman, who is with Harvard Medical School, is with us now via Zoom. Elizabeth, a very good morning, US time. Thank you for being with us. Why is the human mind not meant to be awake after midnight?
Well, firstly, thank you for your interest in our work. I want to say that actually the article is not the results of a study, but it's actually a hypothesis paper. We are encouraging people, scientists, to investigate more rigorously why the mind may be different after midnight. The article, which was written with my co-authors from the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Arizona, details the evidence that's available that suggests that the mind is different after midnight, but we didn't do a study.
Okay, what is that evidence then?
So, first of all, think about most people. We are what's called a diurnal species. So we're usually awake during the day when it's light out, and we're asleep at night. And therefore, the brain would expect us to be asleep at night. And so, therefore, being awake in the middle of the night is not when the circadian rhythms, your body's internal clock, would you expect you to be awake. And the evidence that suggests this is, for example, there's more suicides at night. There's more risky behaviors at night. There's more, people tend to feel more naked at night than in the morning. There's more, people have more problems making decisions at night. There's also some evidence where if you monitor people's brainwaves that it's slightly different at night, but there haven't been the kind of controlled studies that are needed to actually decide if the brain actually functions worse after midnight.
How might evolution fit into this? And we know that evolution takes place over an enormous time span, but we've had quite a few years now where the natural circadian rhythm, which was developed at a time when sunrise and sunset were the primary factors, where that has changed, and there's been various forms of artificial light culminating in electric light, 150-odd years ago. So that wouldn't have changed. That wouldn't have had an impact. People have got used to different ways of being in the world, and hardly anybody these days goes to bed at sunset.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for recognizing circadian rhythms, and they are strong evolutionary processes. Artificial light, however, is less than 200 years old, and that's probably too short a time in order for evolutionary changes to have occurred. I absolutely agree that most people are awake after sunset. I'm certainly awake after sunset. But most people aren't awake at the time we're really talking about, which is around 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning. Mind After Midnight is a great title, but we're really talking about sort of like in the middle of the night, which is when most of these things tend to occur. And most people aren't awake those times. There are two classes of people that we can think of awake during those times. And the hypothesis is relevant to both of them. One is people who have to be awake, security personnel, airline pilots, I guess, doctors and nurses and other people who have to be awake in the middle of the night. And for them, the question is, how good are they making a good decision as they conduct their job? If somebody is approaching a police officer, can the police officer accurately tell whether or not they're friend or foe? For a physician or a nurse or some other healthcare practitioner, how good are they at assessing the relative risk or the patient's diagnosis? So that's one set of people where we want to know how are they actually, when they want to be awake, doing it. The second group of people are people who don't want to be awake. They have pain, or they have insomnia, or they have some other problem that is interfering with their sleep. And we especially worry about people who wake up in the middle of the night and have suicidal tendencies or have problems with substance abuse. And the question is whether being awake in the middle of the night makes those dangerous behaviors even more likely. So once again, we are encouraging more research. As I've said, I don't necessarily want to be awake in the middle of the night to do these research. My research technicians don't necessarily either, but we owe it to the millions of people who are awake in the middle of the night to understand what's happening and to see what we can do to help them.
Does it have to be the brain? If you're awake, you're tired. And when you're tired, oxygen flows differently. You have different access to oxygen and so on. So does it have to be, is the hypothesis absolutely convinced that it is the brain that is not able to function, the neuro circuits of the brain that are malfunctioning in the time after midnight that is causing these dysfunctional behaviors?
That's an excellent question. I hadn't thought about that. Can I add that to my plea for more research, that we shouldn't just study the brain? How about that?
Yeah, but I mean, the what evidence there is suggests it is the brain.
Yes, because the brain is deciding to do these behaviors. The brain is deciding that you should seek a drug, or you should gamble, or you should commit suicide, or all of these things that we don't want to have happen. But you're right, it then requires motor activities for it to happen, including talking. And so we should investigate other areas of the body.
And if the hypothesis is shown to be valid by research, then what? Then how do you take that research, proving the validity of your hypothesis, and make life better for the people who are suffering as a result of their mind being awake after midnight?
That's an excellent question. And I think it's most likely to depend on the situation. So if you have to be awake, what can we do? Would taking a nap before you work? If you have to be awake for work, sorry, would making a nap make it easier? Are there specific drugs? Are there specific techniques that we can do? Are there specific aids that we can come up with? If they're for the people that are involuntarily awake, does it make a difference if we help them sleep better? Does it make a difference if there's more support in the middle of the night so that they don't engage in risky behaviors? These are all these things that are part of what our plea for more work. First, we need to see if the hypothesis is correct. And then if it is, there are people who will work to see what we can do to improve people's lives.
Thank you very, very much for talking to us. I hope that your colleagues in the medical research world take up your challenge, and I certainly will be tracking to see what happens. Elizabeth B. Clerman is the Professor of Neurology at Massachusetts General Hospital and works at Harvard Medical University as well.